Third paragraph of the Sanhedrin, the second Mishnah. Omar loy neman olay abba neman olay avicha neman olay shloish roy boker. The discussion of this Mishnah is that you need a kosher dayan. But if you say that I am going to accept this person as a dayan, even though he's my father or your father, or the three uneducated Jews that are just cattle ranchers or people that take care of cattle, shepherds. If you accept upon themselves such people that are apostle, then you could change your mind. Chacham says, even though they started, everybody agrees that before you start the din, that you can be chayzer. But the question is, if it's already after the gemar din, in other words, that they already accepted edus, these dayanim, can you change your mind? Chacham says, I say that since you accepted upon yourself these people, and they already accepted the edim, that you can, and they pass them within, you cannot change your mind. Yeah. Also, there's another condition that needs to be met, that they were Makabal Kinyan for this thing, otherwise, he could change his mind. He was Chayv Shvua, and he said, instead of making a Shvua, make a Neder in the life of your head, and it was in your own life. Because the Maisa is entitled to ask for a Shvua. That Chum said that once you made a Kinyan to do this type of process of a Neder, not a Shvua, then you cannot.